Hi, everyone.
大家好。
大家好。照惯例，代表刘牧师问候大家。
On behalf of Pastor Tong from our mother church, we say hi.
Yeah. 今天我们必须，我们昨天的那个 co-worker meeting， 我们讲了很多 creative 的事情。
Yesterday during our member meeting, we talked a lot about the creatives.
那今天我们的讲道呢，就必须 very creative.
So today our sermon must be very creative.
因为我们的内容很多，但是现在变成是两个人讲，所以内容我要同样的 deliver, but cut in half when we talk.
But because there's a lot of material, but two of us speaking, she needs to cut it in half to deliver it in a creative fashion.
But deliver the same message.
But still deliver the same message.
所以我们必须 very creative.
So we must be very creative.
And I need to involve you. Be very creative. 所以我必须所以我必须不但我们两个人 creative， 必须大家跟着我们 very creative。那等一下经文呢？因为是历代志下，所以经文很多，但是我现在变成只要 read the key word。
So because it is a passage in Second Chronicles, there's a lot of text. What we're going to do is instead just read the key words.
But we give you all the, 对不起，但是我会给所有的经文都出来，所以你们要 creative 读快一点。但是我讲的时候只讲 keyword。
But the passages and the verses will be on screen, so you must be creative, read a little bit faster. But I will only speak the keywords.
All right. 所以呢，我现在我们从历代志下二十章一到四节。
So let us flip to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1 to 4.
此后摩甲人和亚摩人又有弥乌人一同攻击约沙法。
It says, after this, the Moabites and the Ammonites came, with some of the Meunites, came to war on Jehoshaphat.
Next. 有人来报告约沙法说，从海外亚南的约西塔，就是隐基底。
Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army is coming against you from the Edom, from the other side of the sea.
约沙法便惧怕，定意寻求耶和华，在犹大全地宣告禁食。
Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all of Judah.
于是犹太人聚会求耶和华帮助，犹大各城都有人出来寻求耶和华。
So the people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him.
所以从这四段经文里面，我们看到了一个问题。
So in these four verses, we see a problem.
就是有人要来攻打这个约沙法。
It's that somebody wants to come to make war on Jehoshaphat.
所以接下来我们看第五节到第八节。
So following, we're going to look at verses 5 to 8.
所以第五节就请你们很快的读过去。
So please read this quickly.
那我们现在读第六节。
We're going to read verse 6.
说耶和华我们列祖啊，神啊，你不是天上神吗？你不是万邦万国的主宰吗？在你手中有大能大力，无能能够抵挡你。
It says, Lord, the God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hands, and no one can withstand you.
其我们的神啊，你不是曾在你民以色列人面前驱逐这地的居民吗？将这地赐给你朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔，永远为业吗？
Our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend?
所以第八节就请你们自己读。
And please read verse 8 on your own.
那你在看到第五节到第八节中间我这个约沙法的人民的这个犹太人他们的祷告是什么呢？这是一个。
So,
重要的地方。
So looking from verses 5 to 8, what is the reaction of Jehoshaphat's people?
他说，我们的神啊，你不是曾在你民以色列人面前驱逐这地的居民，而将这地赐给了你朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔，永远为业吗？
They said, our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend?
好，那我们看一下下面的第九节。
We're going to continue to verse 9.
就说倘若有祸患临到我们，或刀兵灾祸，或瘟疫饥荒，我们急难的时候站在这殿前向你呼求，你就要垂听而拯救我们，因为你的名在这殿里面。
It says, if calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name and will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us.
所以我们要请你们自己读第十节、第十一节、第十二节。
We're going to invite you to read verse 10, verse 11, and verse 12.
这位同工，我可能要请你说，我在讲说，请你们读第十一、十二、十三的时候，你赶快就要出来了，因为他们就要读了。All right, 所以呢，我们在第九节到第十三节中间，我们就看到了神有给这一群百姓有一个很大的 promise， 一个应许。
So in these verses, we see that God has given these people a really big promise.
他 promise 他说，倘若有祸患在急难的时候，倘若有祸患临到我们，或刀枪，或瘟疫饥荒，我们在急难的时候站在这殿前向你呼求，你就必垂听而拯救，因为你的名在这殿里面。
It says that if calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment or the plague or the famine, we will stand in your presence before the temple that bears your name and will cry out to you in our distress. And the promise is that you, God, will hear them and save them.
所以在这边我们看到从第一节到十三节，短短的十三节，你看到了在我们人生里面碰到的很多事就像这个样子。
So we see in these 13 short verses that you run into a problem just like in our day-to-day lives.
你有问题。
You have a problem.
你有祷告。
You have a prayer.
我们也知道神对我们有应许。
And we know that God has a will for us.
那我们现在来看第十四节到第十八节。
So now let us look at verse 14 to 18.
看到神怎么样用神的方法来帮助我们，而不是用我们人的方法，这个是个很重要的地方，所以我请弟兄姐妹要很注意的听， especially 我们有一些经文没有办法全部读。
Let us pay extra attention to this section. It's really important. We're going to take a look at how God replies using his way and not people's way.
All right. 我们现在来很快的看到第十四节中那个时候耶和华的灵就临到利未人亚撒的后裔里面。
So we're going to take a quick look at verse 14, where the Spirit of the Lord comes upon Jehaziel and his generations.
到第十五节的时候，很重要的，这时候神说，犹大众人啊，耶路撒冷的居民啊，耶撒法王，你们请听，耶和华对你们如此说，不要因为这大军恐惧而惊慌，因为胜败不在乎你们，乃在乎神。
Now listen closely, because this is really important. In verse 15, it says, he says, listen, King of Jehoshaphat and all those who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's.
看到没有？ 神把这整个问题担到他的肩上。
God has taken this entire problem on his own shoulders.
但是注意到有一件事。
But pay attention to one thing.
百姓呼求在先。
The people first asked.
所以当神把他的这个胜败担在神自己身上的时候，
so when God brought the battle onto his own,
我们就看到这个慈爱的神叫我们不用恐惧跟惊慌。
We see the loving God saying, do not be afraid or discouraged.
弟兄姐妹，如果你现在的光景，你有什么事让你很惊慌很恐惧，你要知道神说胜败不在乎你们，乃在乎神。
So brothers and sisters, if you have anything in your life that is making you feel afraid or discouraged, know that God has said this battle is not yours, but it is his.
但是你们要很注意的是，没有错，神叫你不要惊慌不要恐惧，胜败在乎神。但是让我们读十六十七节。
But yes, the Bible did say, and God does say that do not be afraid or discouraged because of the vast army, for the battle is not yours but God's. But we need to also look at verse 16 and 17.
神说在我的肩上，但是你们要配合我，说明白明日你们要下去迎敌。
God says, yes, this issue is now on my shoulder, but you need to cooperate. Tomorrow, march down against them.
同时，你们除了迎敌之外，很重要的是，你们不要征战。
So other than heading down, very importantly, do not fight this battle.
他说，你们要摆阵站着。
He said, you have to take the position and stand.
要看，这个字是看，你摆正站着，要看耶和华为你们施行拯救，不要恐惧，也不要惊慌。
Very important in verse 17, it says, take up your position, stand firm, and see, keyword see, see the deliverance the Lord will give you.Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.
让我再说一次。
Let me say one more time.
你们要下去迎敌。
Take up your position.
你们不要征战。
Do not fight this battle.
但是摆正站着。
But stand firm.
看。
And see.
耶和华如何拯救你。
The deliverance that the Lord will give you.
弟兄姐妹，我们何等的蒙恩。
Brothers and sisters, how blessed are we?
我们不但让神为我们征战，而且神要把这个荣耀给我们，让我们站在前面摆正站立，神却在后面为我们征战。
Not only has God agreed to take this burden from us, to take this battle from us, but he tells us to go stand firm and see, just look at the deliverance he's going to give you.
所以约沙法的百姓这时候就俯伏于地，哇，居民们俯伏在耶和华面前叩拜耶和华。
So in this moment, Jehoshaphat's people and himself, they bowed down.Face to the ground, and all of the people fell with him in worship.
这就是神拯救我们的方法。
This is the way in which God will deliver us.
Hi, hello. 请把往下，我们讲到很前面了。所以我们看到神的方法。
So we're looking at God's method.
所以呢？我们在这个时候，我们来看一下啊，十九节到二十二节。
We're going to take a look at verse 19 and 20.
我们读二十节啊，十九节，你们自己读一下。
So read 19 by yourself, and we're going to read verse 20 together.
所以呢，次日清晨，众人起来的时候，往提哥雅的旷野去。出去的时候，耶撒法站着说：“犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民呐、啊，要听我说，信耶和华你们的神，你就必立稳。”
It says, early in the morning they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Listen to me, Judah and the people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. And have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful.
所以这个时候，当神这样说的时候，你看到约沙法他怎么样回应神这样子的交代。
So you can see, as God gave his instruction, how Jehoshaphat responded to it.
这是非常重要的一个转折。
This is very, very important.
约沙法就设立歌唱的人，颂赞耶和华。
Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord, to praise him.
使他们穿上圣洁的礼服，走在军队前方，赞美耶和华。
To dress up in the holy clothing to go and praise this God for the splendor of his holiness at the head of the army.
因为他感觉到神的慈爱永远的长存。
Because he felt God's everlasting love.
弟兄姐妹，大部分歌唱的人都很害怕，以为都要躲在后面。No, no, no. 神说你们要站在军队的最前方。
Brothers and sisters, if you were a singer in the army, normally you would hide behind the people to stay safe. But God says, no, you have to go and stand at the front, at the head of the army.
所以为什么我们灵粮堂，我们生命和灵粮堂的第一个轨道是什么？敬拜赞美。
So this is why the river of life, the foundation, the first pillar is worship and praise.
因为敬拜赞美，当我们一敬拜的时候，神就把他的大能降下来在我们每一个人的身上。
Because when we're talking about worship and praise, when you worship and praise the Lord, He will bring His glory down onto this earth.
所以我们不需一兵一卒。
So we must come together.
可是我们却有勇气面对敌人。
But do we have the strength and the courage to go face our enemies?
因为神的大能在我们身上。
We do, because God's greatness is on our lives.
借着敬拜赞美。
Through worship and through praise.
所以我们主日敬拜前面的敬拜赞美是如此的重要，如此的神圣。
So the worship that we have at the start of every service is very important, very...
所以弟兄姐妹，千万不要迟到。你一定要在神的大能要降到我们每一个人的身上之前，赶快摆正站着，准备迎接领受神的大能。
So brothers and sisters, you must not be late. Do not miss out. Come here and stand firm. Take your position before God's greatness is shown.
所以从第一节到二十二节，我们看到遇到了困难，约沙法他们的国家遇到了困难。我们看到约沙法的百姓借着祷告。
So from verses 1 to 22, we see first Jehoshaphat has a problem, and then we see his people praying.
然后我们看到神把他的应许降临。
And then we see God letting his will be done.
神用他的方法。
That God, he's using his own method.
但很重要的地方。
But very importantly,
我们人要配合神的方法。
We, as people, need to cooperate with God's method.
我们跟神是一个 work team.
We need to work on the same team as God.
在我们的 core value 里面有一个保守合一。
To incorporate God's values into our own core values.
所以呢，你要记住， 你不是在这世上单独一个人面对你人生的风暴。
So you must remember that you are not alone on this earth facing the troubles.
有神在背后帮助你。
There is a God behind you helping you.
我最 appreciate 的地方是
The aspect I appreciate the most is
当神在背后帮助我们的时候，却把这个 credibility 给我们，让我们站在前方。
That when God helps you and supports you from behind, He gives you the credibility to stand in the front.
所以记住
So remember,
We are a team. Work together 来迎战我们的困难。
We are a team to work together to overcome our challenges.
所以让我们来 summarize.
So let us summarize.
这个第一节到二十二节
This verse 1-22.
故事里面在我们反映了我们整个人生。
Let us summarize how this affects our lives.
第一
Number one.
我们看到主没有一个问题是没有答案的。
We see that there is no problem that God doesn't have the answer to.
他的答案不是我们的人的脑袋可以了解的。
And his solution is not something that we can comprehend with our human brains.
当你祷告神应允你的时候，你要照做。
So when you pray and beg God for a solution, you need to follow His solution.
不要怀疑。
To not doubt it.
所以呢，圣经里面除了我们今天读了这个故事有这样的事之外，还有很多的地方有，但我们今天没有时间讲。所以他会把所有圣经 list 出来这些。我要当成你们的 homework， 你们照相下来回家去读神的大能，所以你们不要以为神是永远用同一套来帮助我们，来帮助我们。No， 神是做新事的神。
In the Bible, there are many, many different examples.
所以神是做新事的神。
In which God helps deliver the people. But God does not, you'll see that God doesn't do it in the same way every time. He is a God who does new things.
再下面。We go very far already. 再下面。Okay, please take a picture.
So you can take a picture.
Your homework.
And it'll be your...
Go home, read those scripture. 所以呢，你会回去看到神在每一个经节里面所做的新事。
So you'll go home and read about these new things that God does in every single passage.
那你会说那是古代的事。
And then you'll think, oh, this happened ages ago.
那今日如何呢？
What about today?
今日如何？在马太福音十六章十九节。
Well, how is it today? Let's look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 19.
神在上天之前，耶稣在回天家之前。
Before Jesus Christ returned to heaven, he said.
他说：“我要把天国的钥匙给你。”
He said, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven."
凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑，凡你在地上所释放，在天上也要释放。
Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be loose in heaven.
在马太福音十八章十九节，他说
，Matthew chapter 18 verse 19, he said,
我又要告诉你们，若你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父就要。
He said, again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven.
所以呢，那下面三个经文也是在有在马太福音、马可福音、约翰福音。
So the next following three passages come from Matthew, Mark, Luke.
请你们回家读。
Please go home and read it.
因为神在这些圣经里面，
Because God, through these passages,
实实在在地应许我们，即使今日，我仍然是那个神行神迹的神。
Because God again and again will tell you that He is a God who does new things.
第二
Number two,
主没有一个祷告是不应允的。
There is no prayer that God will not answer.
所以啊，在啊历代志下啊二十章七节，我们的神啊，你不是曾在你民以色列人面前驱逐了这居民？将这地赐给你的朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔永远为业吗？就我们刚刚读的经文。
Let's think back to 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 7 where it says, Our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend?
所以在这边我们看到当神 promise 的一次就永远的 promise.
We see in this moment that when, as soon as God promises it once, it stands for the rest of time.
所以神要借着我们的祷告为我们成就那又大又难的事。
God, through our prayer, will deliver us from our big and hard, difficult situation.
第一个，当你在祷告的时候你要了解神的属性。
First of all, when you pray, you need to first understand the attributes of God.
在诗篇五章四至八节里面
，In Psalms chapter 5,
因为你不是喜悦恶事的神，恶人不能与你同居。
It says, "You are not a God who takes pleasure in evil. With you, the wicked cannot dwell."
狂傲人不能站在你眼前。
The arrogant cannot stand in your presence.
说谎言的人你必会灭绝。
You hate all who do wrong.
所以弟兄姐妹，这是一个 promise.
This is a promise, brothers and sisters.
你知道在我们的人生里面，很多很无奈的情况，因为人的谎言，使得我们诚实的人不知道怎么办。
You know, in your day-to-day lives even, there are many evil people. Because of their lies, you, an innocent, does not know what to do.
但是神在这边 promise,
But God promises here
说谎言的人就必被灭绝,
that those who lie will be rejected.
所以真是我们不用害怕。
So truth to be told, we do not need to be afraid.
在最后他这边讲说耶和华呀求你因我的仇敌凭你的公义引领我使你的道路在我面前正直
It says
Oh, in 8 chapter 诗篇五篇第八节
Sorry It says Lead me Lord in your righteousness because of my enemies Make your way straight before me
我们再看个第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
神啊，求你定他们的罪，愿他们因自己的计谋跌倒，愿你在他们许多的过犯中把他们逐出，因为他们背叛了你。
It says, "Declare them guilty, or O Lord, let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them from their many sins, for they have rebelled against you."
所以我们了解到神的属性，他一次 promise， 永远 promise。
So as we come to understand God's attributes, it's about Him. As soon as He promises once, it is standing forever.
第二
，secondly，
不用自己伸冤。
You don't need to avenge for yourself.
哦，这个真是太重要了。
This is too important.
很多时候我们觉得这世上太多事不公平了我一定要为自己伸冤
A lot of times you feel there's so many injustices in this world and I must avenge for myself
所以我们来看一件事情罗马书十二章
We're going to look at Romans chapter 12
他说在十七十八节那边
Verse 17 and 18 says
他说不要以恶报恶
Do not repay anyone evil for evil.
众人以为美的事，就要留心去做。
Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone.
他说：“若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。”
It says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone.
亲爱的弟兄，不要自己甚远，宁可让步。
My dear friends, do not take revenge, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay.
弟兄姐妹，你们一定要亲自的尝到这样主为你伸冤的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, we need to get to the point where we firsthand experience God's wrath.
在箴言一章三十三节，
Proverbs chapter 1 verse 33，
他说：“唯有听从我的，必安然居住，得享安静，不怕灾祸。”好美呀！
Proverbs chapter 1 verse 33 says, "But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease, without fear of harm." How beautiful is that?
让我们相信神。让我们与神同工，让神来祝福我们。
So let us believe in God and cooperate with Him and receive His blessings.
第三
，Number three，
主没有一个应许是难以成就的。
There is no promises that is hard for God to achieve.
我们除了刚刚看到这个约沙法
，In addition to the story of Jehoshaphat, which we just looked at.
我要让你们看到在创世纪里面这个最经典的在主没有难成的事情。
I want us to look at Genesis chapter 15 where it talks about another amazing place in the Bible where nothing is truly possible, impossible with God.
在创世纪十五章二至五节那边这个亚伯拉罕说到亚伯拉罕当时已经一百岁。
It says in Genesis chapter 15 verses 2-5, Abraham he was already 100 years old.
他的妻子撒拉已经九十岁。
And his Sarah his wife was already 90 years old.
你觉得一百岁跟九十岁的老公公老婆婆？
Do you feel as if a 100-year-old grandpa and a 90-year-old grandma could possibly have kids?
但是神答应给他们一个儿子。
But God, He promised them a son.
从人的角度来看，撒拉是绝对不可能怀孕生子了。
From a human point of view, it would be impossible for Sarah to have a child.
在创世纪十八章十一节那边。
But in Genesis chapter 18 verse 14 it says,
神说的时候，撒拉连撒拉自己心里都偷偷的暗笑。
Even as God spoke, even Sarah in her heart she had a little bit of doubt.
她说我已经衰败了，我主也老迈了，这种事岂能发生吗？
She said, I'm already old.I've lived for so long already. How can this happen?
但是她偷笑的时候，
But as she silently laughed,
神看到了，
God saw her.
所以耶和华亲自问撒拉，
So God said personally to Sarah,
她说，耶和华岂有难成的事？
He asked, Is anything too hard for the Lord?
所以在撒拉日期到的时候，他就为亚伯拉罕生了一个儿子。
So when the time came, Sarah bore Abraham a child.
那个记载在创世纪二十一章一到三节的。
And this is recorded in Genesis chapter 20.
所以你们回家自己去查考圣经。
Take a look by yourself.
可是我们的神施恩典，但是神也在一些事情上会惩罚我们，如果我们没有做对。
So God is grace and He is mercy, but if we do not do as He says, there will be a punishment.
所以你回去看创世纪十五章十六到十七节那边，他就跟啊。跟那个亚伯拉罕讲。
So go back home and read Genesis chapter 15, verse 16 to 17, where God says to Abraham,
说你的后裔会被苦待四百年。
Says your generations will be in troubles for 400 years.
他们会在埃及那边服侍埃及那国，而且我也要惩罚他们。
They will serve as slaves in the land of Egypt, and I will punish them.
所以我们要知道,
so we must know
神恩待我们,
that God blesses us,
但是他也会惩罚我们,
but he will also punish us.
我们要非常小心,
so we must be very careful.
所以当你受到惩罚的时候, 你要仔细地思考, 安静在神的面前。寻找原因。
So when you do receive punishments, you must come before God, pray and seek for the reason why.
那其他有另外两个例子，一个是在约书亚记六章一到二十五节。
So there are two other examples. The first being in Joshua chapter 6, verse 1 to 25.
另外一个是在列王记上十七章二到十六节。
And the other one being in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 2 to 16.
我要请你们回家自己读，好吗？
I invite you to go home and read these passages on your own.
他们会帮助你，当神给我们应许的时候。神没有应许是难以成就的，会让你的信心增长。
They will help you grow your faith to understand that truly nothing is impossible in God, and He will be able to fulfill all the promises.
第四个
，Number four，
主是有慈爱，是做新事的神。
God is loving and He does new things.
我们从约沙法。这件事情一到二十二节里面，我们看到神他怎么样奇妙的用他的方法，但一个重要地方是人的配合。
Through Jehoshaphat's story, we see how God uses his incredible method to solve this problem. But most importantly, we see how as people we must cooperate.
他们没有因为神把这个责任。放到他身上之后，他们就说：“哈利路亚，我们得救了。” Then nothing to do.
They didn't see that. Okay, God took the burden from them and say Hallelujah and just ran away, left.
所以呢，我们一定要很警醒，知道神是做新事的神，他会用什么样的方法，我们千万不要以为。哎，这个跟以前不一样，所以我很害怕，我不 follow。
So we must firmly understand that God is a God who does new things. So when we come into situations where God is doing something in a new way, we must not turn away and say, "This is different from before. This is not going to work."
在以赛亚书里面四十三章
，In the book of Isaiah, chapter 43,
verse
19。
他说：“看哪、啊，我要做一件新事。如今要发现，我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。”
It says, "Look, I am doing a new thing."
我在旷野开道路，在十九节。
Isaiah chapter 40.
Yeah, 43:19.
I open a new way in the desert.
You just translate.、
Yeah.
Just translate.、
Oh. It says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland.
所以呢，神每一次是方法不一样的。你们不要限制在一个框框里面。我觉得很有趣的就是昨天当我们那个与同工的 workshop 的时候，我 try to encourage 大家跳出那个框框。
So God does a new thing in every way. He does a new thing in a different way. So we must not be limited by that box. It was really interesting yesterday during the training. when I had to encourage our brothers and sisters to not be limited by that box.
所以呢，还有其他啊，在啊马太福音九章二十七到三十节。
There are more examples in Matthew chapter 9, verse 27.
在马太福音二十章三十二到三十四节。
In Matthew chapter
二十章
20, verse
三十二到
32 to 34.
我们看到很多地方，约翰福音，我们看到耶稣救了很多人从把眼睛医治好。
There are many places in the Bible, even in the book of Luke, where we see God healing the blind man.
但是他没有一次用同样的方法。
But he never once used the same method.
所以我们要知道，你回去读这些的时候，你就会看到每一个奇迹，神都是与我们同工。
So going home and reading these passages, you'll see that in every situation, God is with us.
都是神做一些事。
It's all about God doing something.
你做一点点事。
That you, us people, we need to do just a little bit of things.
但是就是因为那百分之一的一点点事，神就成就了。
But just because you can do that, maybe that 1%, that small thing, that God can deliver us from the entire huge thing.
所以你要了解，你一定回去要读这些 homework， 你就会完全了解，神实在很喜悦与我们同工。
So you must go home, and when you read these pieces of homework, you'll discover that God really wants to fellowship with you.
在刘同牧师勉励我们说
，Pastor Tong has shared before，
你可以我们读中文，那你可以把英文的翻译放出来。刘同牧师 shared 的那一句
，So we're going to read the Chinese passage that he shared or saying that he shared， and we're going to put the English on screen。
哦，前面对。然后再翻英文 ，Yes, stay there。啊，刘同牧师鼓励我们说，在祷告生活中最难的部分就是顺服神的指引。多少时候我们只是拼命的祷告祈求，但是我们却没有看见神正把机会。摆在我们的眼前，我们以为自己在等神走第一步，这是我们最常犯的错。没想到却是神在等我们走第一步。只要你抓住神的机会，勇敢向前，奇妙的事情就要发生了。
So this is a sharing from Pastor Tong. He said, in the prayer life, the hardest part is to obey God's guidance. How often do we just pray desperately without seeing that God is settling opportunities before us? We thought we were waiting for God to take the first step, but God is waiting for us to take the first step. That line is emphasized. As long as you seize the opportunity of God and go forward bravely, wonderful things will happen.
所以弟兄姐妹
So brothers and sisters
我们不要在那边等
Don't wait
神要做新事在我们的生活里面
God is wanting to do new things in our lives
让我们低头祷告
So let us bow our heads in prayer
主感谢你
Heavenly Father we thank you
因你是无所不知
Because you are almighty,
无所不能的神
and nothing is impossible with you.
求神让我们有敏锐顺从的心
May you bless us with an obedient and willing heart.
当你的灵感动我们的时候
and when your spirit touches us,
我们就懂得在爱里来配合你
Let us understand how to cooperate with you in love.
求主祝福我们在座的弟兄姐妹。
May God bless the brothers and sisters in this room today.
特别在这个时候， 有 virus 的时代里，
especially in this time when we're faced with a virus，
让教会活出彼此帮扶的见证。
May the church live out a testimony of helping each other。
感谢祷告，奉主耶稣得胜的名。
Thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
让我们来唱一首回应诗。
Let us sing a response today.
好的，我们一同站立。
Let us all stand.
我们要做诗歌。